from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alicia, strawberry season is pretty much over, but blueberries, I hear, are ripe this time of year. Yes. How is the blueberry crop looking this year?
The blueberry crop looks fantastic. We're so excited. Our pickers have been coming out of the field with beautiful, abundant blueberries. So we have wrapped up strawberry season, but we're excited to be into blueberries. And we have a few raspberries for our customers to pick as well. So we have been blessed with just beautiful berries this season.
And how many acres of blueberries and raspberries do you guys have this season?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to have to ask Greg and Ryan how many acres they have in production at this time, because there's new plantings, there's old plantings, there's constantly things being phased in and out. So I don't have the exact acreage for you right now.
No worries. How did strawberry season turn out? I assume it went quick.
Strawberry season was really, really quick. We were hoping for a few more days, but we're thankful for the berries we picked. We had lots of customers come, grab lots of berries, and the crop was better than we ever hoped for. So for that, we were thankful.
And how has the season been going in general? Has the weather we've seen had an impact on the crops at all?
Overall, for blueberry season, the berries have responded nicely to the weather we've been experiencing. Our pickers, however, are not braving the rain quite as much as we had hoped. So the last couple of days we've started rainy, right, and we haven't seen as many people come out, but the crop is faring well. The berries are large, they're blue, they're delicious, and they're full of flavor.
When does blueberry season typically start and end? Is it typical to strawberry season where it's like a 3-week time frame?
So yeah, we typically pick for about 3 to 4 weeks. We're in our first week of picking now, and we hope to continue the season as long as we can. We did start a little bit earlier this year than we typically do, so we'll see how things progress.
And you're doing raspberries as well? Is that
we're
similar?
Doing raspberries. We have about another week of raspberry picking in the field. We also tried planting raspberries in the high tunnel this year. Ryan Spoth, my brother-in-law, that was a dream of his, and they are beautiful, beautiful berries, so we hope to get a couple weeks out of those as well, and then we'll have a crop in the fall.
Yes. Any particular crop the farm is keeping their eye on going forward as we kind of been traversing through this strange weather, I guess you could say?
We're keeping a close eye on our pumpkins. Yeah. We're keeping a close eye on some of our crops that are in lower ground to make sure there's not standing water in those areas. And we are watching that sweet corn. There's a lot of birds enjoying life in there, so we're watching that crop as well.
Do you have the pumpkins and the corn in the ground right now?
Pumpkins and corn are in the ground, yeah.
Very good. I know, what do the people need to know, bring and need to know if they want to pick their own blueberries?
If you want to pick your own blueberries, come out and see us. Bring a bucket or bowl to pick into. The picking is awesome, so get ready to pick and have a plan for your berries. We always love to send our customers home with a lot of berries and recommendations to make jam, muffins, pancakes, and freeze them. You can enjoy them all winter long. One thing about blueberries is they freeze super well, and they're delightful in the winter to throw on oatmeal, to throw in yogurt parfaits, and to cook with. Make muffins, pancakes, all the delicious things that remind us of summer.
Very good. And my final question, I know there's a few you pick places around in our
yeah,
area.
Lots of awesome, awesome farmers.
Yes, and it's a very popular activity. Why do you think so many people enjoy coming out and picking their own berries?
I just got chills because I think you picking is so cool, and it's so cool for families to pause and head out into the field and use their hands and be with nature and be together. So that's so often what we see, families heading to the patch and picking together. And it's a really simple activity that allows them to just take a break, be mindful, relax, and then cook something that they picked. It always tastes better when you grow it or when you pick it. So seeing families pick together and then go home and create beautiful meals or beautiful desserts or just beautiful snacks together, it's a blessing to be able to provide families with the opportunity to do that. And we also do that in our CSA program too, seeing families come out to the farm together and grab their produce and then head home to make something awesome. It's just the best.
Very cool. Anything else that you wanted to add that I missed?
Life is really fun on the farm. We have animals to check out. We have a full farm store and bakery. They're making pickles in there right now, so those will be ready in a couple of weeks. They make delicious baked goods, donuts, pies from blueberries grown right here on the farm. And I just encourage everyone to pause and know where their food is coming from. And you picking is a great way to reconnect with your farmer, reconnect with your neighbor. One of the most powerful things I see on the farm is somebody pulls up to you pick and they see somebody they haven't seen in a while. And then they reconnect as friends or as family, and they get to do something really cool in the fields. And it's just fantastic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.